Well, good morning, good morning, good morning. Welcome to the Master's Call on this Christmas morning. Merry Christmas, and we say happy birthday, Jesus. We're so thankful that you have joined us. My name is Brenda Terrell. I reside here on Mississippi Gulf Coast in Ocean Springs, and I, along with the TMC family, say welcome, welcome, welcome to the Master's Call on this Oh Come, Let Us Adore Him Tuesday. Let's go before the Lord in prayer. Heavenly Father, we're so thankful, we're so grateful, and we love you, oh God, for thinking so much and loving us so much that you sent your only Son here on earth, Lord God. And as we sit at your feet, we come to realize because of Jesus Christ, our Savior, that we're able to live, move, breathe. We're able to be healed. We're able to be set free from all turmoils, from all danger. We thank you, oh God, for being our all in all. We glorify you, Father, for this day that we celebrate the birth of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. We thank you, Father, for the two wonderful women of God who said yes to the Master for this, the Master's Call. We ask you, oh God, that your spirit rule and reign through this service this morning. Lord, we thank you for the blessings overtaking us day by day, minute by minute. And Lord God, we know that every person on this call is here to sit at your feet. So, Father God, we ask that you use our dear sister, Lord God, that you anoint her and appointed her this day, Lord God, to bring forth your word, Lord God, that we all will sit here and eat at the Master's table. We thank you, Father, for the blessings of Abraham overtaking us. We thank you, Father, for this Christmas day, the day that we celebrate the birth of Jesus. We ask blessings upon artist's life in its entirety, Lord God. And we thank you, Father, for every good and perfect gift coming from you this day and the days to come. In the mighty name of Jesus, we say hallelujah and amen. Well, oh, come, let us adore him, family. I love and appreciate each and every one of you. Have a wonderful Christmas morning. I will now pass it over to our host. Host, are you there? Host, are you there? Well, praise God, praise God. We're just going to carry on this Oh Come Let Us Adore Him Tuesday morning on this wonderful Christmas morning that Jesus was born. And if this is your first time joining us, let me share a little bit about this call. It started back in 2010 in October when two wonderful women of God said yes to the Master. And they are our very own Dr. P.K. Roberts-Patton and Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon. And we give God glory because God had given them the scripture, Psalms 88:13, where it says, "But to you I have cried out, O Lord, and in the morning my prayer comes before you." Now, our mission statement is to enrich, enhance, and empower believers as they begin their day. We do have a website that you can go to any time of the day, any time of the hour, and it is www.themasterscall.net. That's www.themasterscall.net. All the messages have been archived there, as well as the bios of our speakers. Now, the theme for this year, and we're standing still strong on that theme, it is, in 2018, through me, supernatural expectation, demonstration, and revelation is being fulfilled and seen. Now, many of you may feel led of the Lord to be a part of this ministry, and you can do so by greeting, hosting, or sharing a word from the Lord. And you can send that information to info@themasterscall.net. That's info@themasterscall.net. Now, what brought us all together is this phenomenal health and wellness company called Artists International, which was established by the Diaz de Leon family over 29 years ago, and we are now under the umbrella of Artist Life, where we do have the best products on this side of heaven. So get with the person that invited you to this call, and I'm sure they'll be able to share more information with you. Now, we do have the new morning motivational call that gives you more information, vital information about these wonderful, wonderful products that Artist Life distributes. And you can go to that call right after this call. That number is 712-770-4005. Again, 712-770-4005. The PIN is 294-617-pound. Now, you may need a bypass number in case you have T-Mobile or Booster or PCS Metro. That number is 716-293-9707. Now, also, I want to share with you that we are in preparation for the Extravaganza 2019 in Las Vegas, Nevada. That is going to be held March 29th, 30th, and 31st. You want to be in the place because it's going to be on fire. So get registered today. Today, if you can, you could go to your back office and register for Extravaganza 2019. Well, I'm getting out of the way because I know that we have an awesome word coming from this great woman of God. She is definitely no stranger to the call. She has been a blessing, oh my goodness, a blessing to the masses as long as we know, because she is one of the co-founders of this call. I tell you, sometimes I wonder, how does she do it? But I know it's only by the grace of God that God has brought her before us as the woman of God that she is. She is our co-founder, Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon. This woman of God has been a blessing to the masses, not just in Texas, not just in the United States, but around the world. She is the phenomenal lady that people call upon, and she goes before her Father, and you can rest assured God answers. We love her. We know that God has his hands on her. We know that she is a caregiver. She is our mother eagle. She is a blessing to so many people, and we are so thankful that she has given us our Christmas message for the morning. I introduce to some, present to others, our very own Dr. Pastor Vanessa Weatherspoon of Prairie View, Texas. Are you there, Dr. Vanessa?
Yes, I am. Good morning. Good morning. Merry Christmas. Thank you for double duty in this morning, Prairie General. I got a text from your assigned person who said there's mad pandemonium in her home and no one can hear on this Christmas morning. So I thank you for stepping in for Minister Pine. A blessed Merry Christmas to each and every one of you this morning. And, of course, we always say happy birthday, Jesus. Also want to give a shout-out to my spiritual daughter, our co-founder's daughter. Happy birthday to Miss Devola Welch. We want to send her birthday greetings to her there also. But this is an exciting, exciting day because we're celebrating the world. Literally, the world stops and takes time. Also acknowledging our co-founder, blessings to her, and just to each and every one of you, just believing God that today will be a day of sharing and caring and celebrating our Lord and Savior, because it is his birthday. And I want to just share some things that were on my heart today. I think I alluded a couple of times before that always, you all know I'm truly a historian to my heart. I love to make sure we understand what we do and why we do it. And I've been almost addicted lately to the Hallmark channels, watching all these different movies, and been blessed because two or three of the producers we know are born-again Christians and have made sure that Jesus is glorified. Sometimes you do it in industries without even saying it, but I'm so glad we're part of a company, a part of a family, and the Diaz de Leon family and our artists, my family, we can boldly declare that Jesus is Lord. And I want to talk about this morning by saying happy birthday, Jesus. I love you with all of my heart. And talk about it from the eyes of the three wise men. But I want to give us some historical understanding. When many of you see Santa Claus more than you see pictures of our Lord and Savior, let me tell you quickly a little bit of history about St. Nicholas, because there truly was a living, breathing, historical saint named St. Nicholas. Now, the true story of Santa Claus before the Marketing Avenue took over it and evolved it into Santa Claus, Mrs. Claus, and the reindeer had a biblical historical beginning. Now, the true story begins with Nicholas, who was born during the 3rd century in the village of Patara. And this area, it was Greek, and it's now on the southern coast of Turkey, where literally St. Nicholas was born. He had wealthy parents, and they raised him to be a devout Christian. And he died in an epidemic. In an epidemic while Nicholas was still very young. And obeying Jesus' words to sell what you own and give the money to the poor, Nicholas used his whole inheritance to assist the needy, the sick, and the suffering. So it's so funny how things start off in a biblical truth, and the world has a way of adding a little leaven to the loaf, and by the time we look at it in 2018 today, we didn't even recognize, or you never hear them talking about a real man who was born in wealth but gave it all up to help the needy, the sick, and the suffering. Let's continue. He dedicated his life to serving God, and he was made a bishop. Yes, St. Nicholas was a bishop of Myra, and that town is spelled M-Y-R-A. While he was still a young man. So Bishop Nicholas became known throughout the land for his generosity to those in need. He was known for his love for children and his concern for sailors and ships. Now, under the Roman Empire, and I always go back to this because it is so ironic that those who don't want to acknowledge him won't understand that the premise, the heart of St. Nicholas was even about sailors and ships, and we know how much that's been distorted. But under the Roman Empire, the Diocletian, who ruthlessly persecuted Christians, also persecuted Bishop Nicholas, who suffered for his faith. He was then exiled, and he was in prison. The prisons were so full, folks, they were full of bishops, priests, and deacons that there was no room for the real criminals, meaning the murderers, the thieves, and the robbers. That's what this Roman emperor was doing. But after his release, Nicholas attended the Council of Nicaea in AD 325, and that's discussed in the Book of Corinthians when Paul was meeting, where there was a big discussion between the Greeks and the Gentiles, I should say, being respected by the Jews. So at the big council he attended of that Nicaea in AD 325, he later died December 6 in AD 343 back in Myra, and he was buried in his cathedral church, where a unique relic called manna formed his grave. This liquid substance was said to have healing powers, and it fostered the growth of devotion to Nicholas. Now, the anniversary of his death became a day of celebration, St. Nicholas Day, December 6th, on December 19th on the Julian calendar. Now, through the centuries, many stories and legends have been told of St. Nicholas's life and his deeds. These accounts help us understand his extraordinary character and why he is so beloved and revered as protector and helper of those in need. I'll tell you just two of the stories, and I guess we can use our imagination and no marketing has evolved us to what we see today. One of the oldest stories showing St. Nicholas as a protector of children takes place long after his death. The townspeople of Myra were celebrating the good saint on the eve of his feast day when a band of Arab pirates from Crete came into the district. They stole treasures from the church of St. Nicholas to take away his booty. As they were leaving town, they snatched a young boy, Basilius, to make him into a slave. The Irm, or ruler, selected Basilius to be his personal cupbearer. We know what cupbearers did. We know that from the book of Nehemiah, where cupbearers would drink or eat whatever before the king would eat it. So if it was poison in it, a hemlock or something, the cupbearer would die instead of the emperor. So Basilius, that was his role. Now, poor Basilius, not knowing the language, would not understand what the king was saying to those around him. So for the next year, Basilius waited on the king, bringing his wine in a beautiful golden cup. But for Basilius, his parents, devastated at the loss of their only child, the year passed slowly, filled with grief. As the next St. Nicholas feast day approached, Basilius' mother would not even join in the festivity, as it was now for her a day of tragedy. However, she was persuaded to have a simple observance at home with quiet prayers for Basilius' safekeeping. Meanwhile, as Basilius was fulfilling his task, serving the ruler, he was suddenly whisked up and away. St. Nicholas appeared to the terrified boy, blessed him, and sent him down at his home back in Myra. Imagine the joy and the wonderment when Basilius amazingly appeared before his parents, still holding the king's golden cup. This is the first story told of St. Nicholas protecting children, which became his primary role here in the West. Well, another story tells of a poor man with three daughters. And in those days, a young man's father had to offer prospective husbands something of value. And that's even practiced in the Middle East today, called a dowry. The larger the dowry, the better the chance that a young woman would find a good husband. So without a dowry, a woman was unlikely to marry. This poor man's daughter, without dowries, were therefore destined to be sold into slavery. Mysteriously, on three different occasions, a bag of gold appeared in their home, providing the needed dowries. The bags of gold, tossed through an open window, are said to have landed in stockings or shoes left before the fire to dry. This led to the custom of children hanging stockings or putting out shoes, eagerly awaiting gifts from St. Nicholas. Sometimes the story is told with gold balls instead of bags of gold. That is why three gold balls sometimes represented as oranges are one of the symbols of St. Nicholas. And so St. Nicholas is known again as a gift giver. So the truth of the story is there was a real Bishop St. Nicholas who lived and died serving Christ and helping and protecting innocent children, needy sailors and ships. And it's evolved into what you see today with marketing adding on Mrs. Claus and all the other things that are added. So the next time you see, the bishop, he wore all white with a red up the middle representing the cross of Jesus. What does marketing do? It puts Santa Claus in all red with white collar and a white cuff. We have to, as believers, tell the whole story. So I want to talk about this morning, my last few minutes, Happy Birthday, Jesus. I love you with all of my heart. And the theme, the presence of your presence presents gifts to us all. The presence of your presence. And we all know the story of the three wise men, and we're going to use that as a soundboard to bounce off even the truth of history and how it evolves. Because when we say, I love you to one another, what does that really mean? When we say, Lord, I love you, What does that mean in your spirit, in your soul, but utmost in your actions? See, many of us have sincere desires to put God first and have the utmost love for our Lord and Savior. But let's see what the scriptures say about the love we all should have for the Lord, which in turn will allow us to correctly love others. We all know that 1 Corinthians 13 is called the love chapter. The agape love of Christ will bring us into an intimacy with God where this season of caring and sharing won't just stop after this birthday celebration today. It'll become a part of our lives. Why? Because agape love is different from all other types of love. Agape love is self-sacrifice. Self-sacrifice. Agape love, which is of and of from God, who is love himself, naturally. 1 John 4:8. God is love. God does not merely love. He is love itself. So sacrificial love is not based on just a feeling, but a determined act of the will. We choose to love one another. Even sometimes when we're not being lovable, we still choose to love one another as believers. You know, the three wise men brought gifts, and we're going to talk about our lives being a gift to God. I'm going to discuss briefly five reasons for giving the present of his presence, each and every one of us being ambassadors, being ministers in the marketplace, giving the present of his presence. See, first you had the arrival in John 10, verse 16, and other sheep I have which are not of this fold, them also I must bring, and they shall hear my voice, and there shall be one fold and one shepherd, meaning we'll know when the love of God is ruling and reigning in our heart. We had the arrival of the wise men sometime after the birth of Jesus. There came a number of wise men to witness. We say three, but the scriptures say a number of wise men to witness with their own eyes that the things that the star was a sign of truth. In Matthew 2, I'll just give you scriptures for sake of time. Matthew 2, verses 1 through 2, talk about Jesus being born in Bethlehem and how we would see a star in the east and they would come to worship him. Our first principle, happy birthday, Jesus. We understand and desire to celebrate your arrival. In other words, we see it all over the place now. Never forget the reason for the season. Keep the main thing the main thing. See, it took the wise men a long time to come to Bethlehem from their home country, perhaps as many as 2 years. That's why you have scripture saying, really, they arrived when the baby was almost 2 years old. The second principle, how much are we willing to do today to be in God's presence? The biggest present we can give back to Christ is spending time in his presence. See, today, sometime will be revealed to us that we have to slow down and say, God, nothing but your grace and mercy. And the first gift that was brought was gold. This was an obvious gift from a prophet to the King of Kings. The amount of gold was insignificant. Perhaps a large amount of gold could be used in the situations of need, but let's try to look past that and understand that it was the fact that it was gold. It would still be a testimony from these men that they knew that he was not just the son of David with the right to the throne and not just the king of the kingdom of God, but even the king of all kings was in their presence. That's what we have when we open up our hearts to the Lord and Savior. Thirdly, it doesn't matter what you give to Christ. Just make sure you're giving your best. That's between you and God to make sure that it's your best. It's the quality, not necessarily the quantity. My pastor in Tulsa when I was in seminary used to say this all the time. He said, it's not equal giving, but it is equal sacrifice. This morning, happy birthday, Jesus. We love you with all of our heart for the present of your presence. We give to you. The second gift was what? Frankincense. Frankincense was used by way of commandment of God on the meat offerings made unto the Lord in Leviticus 2, that first verse. And a meat offering is not an offering of any kind of flesh. Meat, in the case of meat offering, stands as the opposite to drink. In other words, the meat consisted of fine flour, salt, oil, and frankincense, and that was a spice that burns long with a sweet, savory odor. I love when I get in that place of worship with God, and I can literally smell his fragrance into the room. The meaning of the wise men giving frankincense to Jesus was to show their faith in him, that they knew that his body was the bread, was given to be beaten, the fine flour, and sacrificed, burned, in order to fulfill the covenant, the salt. And as his sacrifice, the burning began in the Garden of Gethsemane. His prayers, the smoke from the frankincense, would ascend toward heaven. Fourthly, it would cost you something to truly celebrate Jesus' birthday. Make sure today and every day you're spending quality time in his presence, and not just in the mall, not just watching TV all day, but quality time, you and Daddy God, in his presence, because that third gift was myrrh. And among several different uses, one of the most common uses of myrrh was to spice bitter wine to make it somewhat drinkable. And we know he asked for that cup to be passed from him, but nevertheless, thank God for his nevertheless. And as I conclude, that fifth principle, a true birthday present to Christ is to allow all of us to be poured out so all of God's presence can fill us up. And his presence is fullness of joy. Practicing his presence is the greatest present we can give Jesus. Happy birthday, Jesus. We love you with all of our heart. And we choose to serve you. Amen and amen. Back to you, Minister Brenda.
And let the church say amen. Glory to God, glory to God. Thank you so much, Dr. V, for that powerful on-time word this morning. And I don't know, it seems like every time you talk about the reason for the season is Jesus' birthday, you got something, a different nugget in each message. And I'm telling you, each one has been powerful. Thank you so much. I will be calling you back to close us out with the benediction, but first we're going to go before the Lord in prayer over our prayer requests. Oh, Heavenly Father, we thank you for another day, another opportunity to just glorify your holy and righteous name. We thank you, Lord God, for this woman of God who has come before us, Lord God, and just poured out to us, Lord God, this rich word to let us and remind us, Father God, the true reason for this season is your birthday, Lord. And we thank you. We thank you, Father, that the greatest gift we can give you, one of them, Lord God, is just to be in your presence, having a desire to just seek your face daily, Lord God, to know that your presence is in our midst. We thank you, Father, for this woman of God. We ask that you bless her going out, bless her coming in, bless everything concerns her, Lord God. Bless her mother, bless her household, bless her community, bless her church, Father God. And we thank you, Father, for just giving her more and more, Lord God, as she pours out to us. We know, Father God, that you're keeping her in perfect peace as her mind stays on you. We ask you, Father, to continue to bless those that are on this call. We ask you, Father, for special blessings for them and their families this day, Lord God. We thank you for the anointing as you heal, Father, baby T. Taryn, Lord God. We call her healed and whole by the blood of the Lamb. We thank you for healing Sharon Stowers, Dorothy Dickerson, Bob, Lord God, Martha Hatcher, Mother Oliver, James Flanagan, Father God, and Kenneth Blackwell, Jennifer Phillips, Lord God, Joe Fleming, and so many, Father, that is on our hearts. We call them healed by the blood of the Lamb. We thank you, Father, for touching the bereaved families, Jesse Broomfield's family, Paulette Carter's family, the Weatherspoon family, Thompson family, Johnny May's family, Lord God, and all those, Father, that we may not know, Father, but you know who they are. We ask that you comfort them and give them peace that surpasses all understanding. We give your name praise and glory, Father, for what you're doing. We thank you for artist life in this entirety. We give your name all the praise, all the glory in Jesus' name. Amen. Well, TMC family, share this message with someone. It's a beautiful Christmas message. And lo and behold, I'm telling you, you got to go to the new morning motivational call that's coming up next, 712-770-4005. The PIN is 294-617-pound. This Christmas morning, we're going to have a special Christmas message from our founders, the special guests, our co-founders, Alejandro and Elvia Diaz de Leon will be on the call. You want to be on that call. So we're so thankful to God for all of you joining us. We say happy birthday, Jesus. Merry Christmas to each and every one of you. Thank you, Dr. Vanessa, for a profound message. And we love and appreciate you. We thank you for on this Christmas morning, you and Dr. PK, for carrying this call day by day. We love you. Would you please come back and give us our benediction?
Yes, I will. And before I do want to announce, and I know our co-founder agrees with me, we will not have our, we have normally a team meeting right after this call. We're going to encourage you to hop on the other call to hear with our founders and then just to enjoy your family. So there'll be no team meeting today after the call. Father God, I just thank you for your words, your birthday, for you choosing to be born to die for each and every one of us. And today as we celebrate loved ones, family, friends, and food, that we glorify you and keep the main thing, to let our lives be a present to you as we're poured out for others. Let us be filled up with the more of you so that we so brightly shine. And as we leave this call, whenever your presence, we just speak and decree this a blessed day, a day where your birthday is celebrated all around the world and we'll take time in the midst of to always honor, exalt, magnify you. It's in Jesus' name that we pray. Amen, amen, and amen. Happy birthday, Jesus. Merry Christmas to you all. Have a great day. Bye-bye.